Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes through Easter Sunday. And make plans this week to attend our somber and very special Good Friday service at either First Hurst campus at 6:30 p.m. Then be with us to celebrate our risen Savior on Easter Sunday morning. The Norwood campus will get an early start at 8 a.m., with services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Good Friday, April 3rd. Promises, Promises, Promises by Todd Campbell. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in Him who is Christ. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory." Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful." In Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Promises, promises, promises. We all make them, from something as simple as taking out the trash, to promising our children we'll make time for them, to following up with something or someone, even praying for them. We've all made promises that we failed to keep. Promises are part of who we are and what we do, and for the most part, they're really good intentions. A promise can be a really beautiful thing, full of hope and commitment, until it's not. Until it's just meaningless words without any follow-through. As finite, sinful human beings, we often break our promises and fall short of our intentions. But when it comes to God's promises, the opposite is true. God not only makes promises, He keeps them. He doesn't forget. He doesn't overpromise. He doesn't go back on His word. He always comes through. He does exactly what He says every single time. God's promises are absolute truth. No question, no doubt. We can stake our lives on them. Everything God has promised in His word has come to pass or will come to pass, even the impossible. As we read in His Word from the Old Testament to the New, and as we'll see this Sunday, all that Jesus promised about His life came to pass as He said it would. Even though He'd called it, everything that happened from Judas' betrayal to Jesus' resurrection was an unexpected shock to His disciples, for they had wrongly estimated all that He had promised to not be possible. Can you imagine their surprise as it all unfolded before their very eyes? His life, their lives, His promises, the promised Messiah, living out His promises, the promise maker, and the promise keeper. God has given us countless promises throughout His word. These promises give us guidance for our lives. They give us peace and they give us hope. And when we stake our lives on them and live them out, our journey becomes all that God intended. The highs, the lows, and everything in between. There are no letdowns, only quiet, consistent faithfulness for those whose lives are in Christ. The Apostle Paul understood this when he uttered those words in 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory." So get ready. Sunday is coming.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.